Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Stars in the Rafters. This is Julie. Some of the people in my life have been observing that one moment they feel fine, and the next moment they're not, and then later they're fine again. I certainly feel that way. Right now, my feelings and energy levels come and go like the dappled clouds passing overhead, and I've just grown to accept it as part of these times, and even try to find humor in it sometimes. So along the theme of sunlight and shadow, this episode features music from Lo Lilly, Mayfly, Buddy System, Pete's Posse, and Rachel Panich. Finn Crooks reads a poem by Sarah Hirsch, and I read a brand new poem by Susan Reed, written just this week. More people have been writing to me, either to share music or just to share their thoughts. It's so wonderful to hear from you. As of today, we've had listeners from 17 different states, 3 provinces of Canada, England, and France. Keep sharing the word about the podcast, and I love meeting new people. It's been amazing. Know that it's a two-way street, and you are all helping to keep my spirits up as well. We're all in this together. As always, you can reach out to starsintherafters.com. Take care, everyone.
Dark skies again. There isn't any place we have to go.
Untitled by Sarah Hirsch. It's on gray, sleepy mornings like this when the salt mist drifts over the long concrete miles, reclaiming city back to coast. When the train shakes the air itself, almost too big to even understand. Too fast, loud, heavy to focus on. When the same waltz plays again and again, turning in my mind. The warmth of a dance embrace, an overlay across February's damp chill. The train horn, my metal handlebars. When I realize how long it's been since I was home. The fluid edge of the sea meets sky, just within my mind's eye. Waves breathing in and out. And yet, what a marvel to be able to transplant. How unexpected to love so easily again. I think it's always a surprise, this gift of falling in love. To become a collection of moments and homes and the sea and close-held waltzes turning in time.
Spring Sunlight by Susan Reed. Spring sunlight changes so quickly in so many ways. Devouring darkness, shortening the morning shadows, leaping up at 5:30, lingering until late, and strengthening, winning that old wager with the wind, more and more often sending me burrowing in the short sleeve drawer and mingling my garden dirt with sweat. And there is a shift in color, too, filtered through copper leaf buds, pale green unfurling, and pink, lavender, and white aflowering. Why is it hard to believe that this is the same sun that peered out at 8 and sank by 4:30, like a nickel into the cold slot between the hills? This sun is a hot gold doubloon. It'll take a long, extravagant day to spend it.
When the well runs dry and the trucks don't roll, when the pilot light is out and they have to quit the coal, when the sky is for the birds and the roads are for your feet, we will all want less and appreciate it more. Find the sweetness in the fruit, know it down to the core. We will slow the race to an honest run, cast our lot with the wind, swear an oath to the good old sun. We'll be harder on our hands, go easier on the land, and hand nothing but wisdom down. When the bell goes off, if it's not too late, when the web of this wide world's brought down by the broom of fate, when larger than life is not the measure of a man, we will all want less and appreciate it more. Find the sweetness in the fruit, know it down to the core. We will slow the race to an honest run, cast our lot with the wind, swear an oath to the good old sun. We'll be harder on our heads, go easier on the land, and hand nothing but wisdom down. All you can grow is all you can eat, and the folks you can turn to are those right there on your street. When a steady flame brings a softness to the dark, and a circle of singing voices will power up a weary heart, we will all want less and appreciate it more. Find the sweetness in the fruit and know it down to the core. We will slow the race to an honest run, cast our lot with the wind and swear an oath to the good old sun. We'll be harder on our hands, go easier on the land, and hand nothing but wisdom down. Nothing but wisdom down.